Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church, and this Wednesday, time for another slice of fresh bread. John chapter 11, let's look at verses 28 through 37. When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying in private, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she rose quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary rise quickly and go out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" And they said to him, "Lord, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also have kept this man from dying?" Well, I love that statement, and I can't wait till we get together tomorrow to read Jesus' answer to that. Keep him from dying? No, he stayed away so he would die, because he's about to show you that he not only has the victory over illnesses as a miracle-working Messiah, he has the ability to raise the dead as the resurrection and the life, the Messiah of eternal life, of forgiven life, of transformed life, of forever life. And Lazarus' death is the opportunity to show his coming victory over sin and death and hell and the grave as he goes to the cross and comes forth from the tomb. That's what he's about to show. Well, Mary comes, and we find Mary also bringing the same rebuke to Jesus, that if he had come and had been here, then he could have saved him and he wouldn't have died. Jesus does not return his lesson of admonition that he had given to Martha. On the contrary, as Jesus saw her and all of those around weeping in the presence of death, he says he was deeply moved in his spirit. You see the empathy of the Savior for his people. And then you see the anger of the Lord at death. It says that he was deeply moved and greatly troubled. It's an interesting phrase. It's a phrase that refers to this rising up of an emotion. One writer has said this is almost like the charger facing war and the war horse as it rises up on its hind legs and paws in the air, that Jesus has now come to the battle. And he, on the one hand, is deeply moved and even shows the depth of it as he weeps. See the full humanity of Jesus, all of his emotions on full display, and also the rising up of this war rage that he is now ready to meet the enemy of death. And he has now come to meet it. And so they said to him, "Lord, come and see." And so he looks and he sees. They're all still talking. Why did he come? He could have kept him from dying. We've seen him open the eyes of blind. We've seen him heal the lame. He could have kept that illness from death, but he had not kept it from death on purpose. And now we see Jesus in front of the tomb, in empathy, weeping over the consequences of death and the lives of those that are around, and then rising up to meet the battle. Why is there death? Because there's sin. The wages of sin is death. And so to defeat death, he must defeat sin. And here is a precursor of how he will rise up at the cross and defeat our enemies there. Here at the tomb of Lazarus, we're about to see the Savior console his people with his presence and rise up to meet the enemy with victory. I am the resurrection and the life. Watch your Savior. See him. Reach out in empathy as his people encounter the consequences of sin in a broken world. His love for them is not only to save them from sin and its consequences, but to surround them with his loving care in this broken world as we face it with broken bodies. But also look at your Savior. He rises up to win the victory. Join me tomorrow as we see the victory. But for today, this is another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.